Recorder has been started.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network meeting of the Board of Directors for May 2nd, 2023. Agenda item number one is a roll call. Management, can you please lead us through that?
Yes, this is Frank Ammons with Gatton, and I'll be calling the roll. Carlos DeMatos, Gatton.
Present.
Dane Herbert, Travis County.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT. Jaime? Jaime, you're muted.
I don't think he's listening. He's hearing it.
Okay, I'm going to circle back to him. Gary Weisman, ACC.
Present.
Steve Powell, State of Texas, DIR.
Present.
Leslie Conley, City of Austin.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Marco Loschifer, Mike Loschifer, AISD.
Present.
Marco, could you pronounce your last name, please? You're with AE.
Yeah, that's right. Marco Espericueta.
Marco, thank you. I'll circle back to Jaime. Jaime, you got a copy?
Yes, present.
Okay. And also joining us is Sid Falk from Bickerstaff, Heath Delgado Acosta.
Present.
Chris Gonzalez of Broadcom.
Present.
Doug Wilson with JC Communications.
Present.
Is there anyone present that I did not call out?
Did you hit Robert Sadler?
Okay, Robert, thank you. Robert Satter to LCRA.
Present.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
This is Sid. Pardon me, Dane. Make a note. If anybody, member of the board or alternate member of the board, is present but they don't have their video on, under the Open Meetings Act notes, you will be counted as absent until your face shows. So if you don't have your camera turned on, please do.
Okay. Agenda item number two, citizen communications. Do we have anything today?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number three, review and approve the minutes from the board meeting of April 4th, 2023 in your packet. This is Dane. Motion to approve the minutes of April 4th, 2023 as presented.
This is Gary Weisman with ACC. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, Frank, can you lead us through a vote?
Yes, Dane Herbert, Travis County.
Aye.
Jaime Gary, UT.
Aye.
Gary Weisman, ACC.
Aye.
Steve Paul, DIR.
Aye.
Robert Sadler, LCRA.
Aye.
Leslie Conley, City of Austin.
Aye.
Motion approved.
Okay, item number 4, consent agenda items. Are there any questions or comments regarding these items? Otherwise, the board will entertain a vote. Motion, sorry.
This is Jaime with UT. Did we discuss all these items in the tech committee?
We get unmuted here. We have.
Okay. For some reason, I don't remember some of the conversation, but
it and seems fine. And I don't think that's a requirement, Jaime.
Yeah, yeah.
These are just items that management, you know, thinks would not consider a lot of discussion, but we're welcome to discuss any of them.
Right. Well, it was presented as items from the tech committee meeting, and I don't know if they were all discussed there, so I wanted to highlight if it wasn't discussed there, so we can discuss now.
I think, Jaime, the only one we separated was the one for Gatton Legal Services, because it hadn't previously been discussed. I could be wrong. Sarah would be more expert on that, but I'm fairly certain. I mean, I can go back to the past agenda real quick from the tech committee meeting. I don't know. It was sent out to all of you. I can't recall off the top of my head.
Yeah, this is Gary. I don't recall the retainage or the two fiber purchase agreements in the tech meeting, but I mean, I have no problem with them carrying forward. They're pretty straightforward.
This is Jaime. I agree with that. I just wanted to make it known that I don't believe these were all discussed previously. So if you have questions, now's the time.
And this is Leslie. I don't recall these either. So just so that I'm clear, because I have not been, you know, here for the period of time as other board members, these are existing contracts, and every year they have to be reviewed and approved for the renewals by the board. Is that accurate?
That's correct. For the renewals, I can speak to each one of these individually if you'd like. I do have all my notes regarding them, and also they are in the agenda item briefing that went out to all the members.
I'm good with it.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure that I was clear that the board had to approve the renewals, and just making certain I'm clear.
This is Gary. I motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
This is Jaime. I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve agenda item number 4, the consent agenda item. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, management, can you lead us through a vote, please?
Yes. Dane Herbert, Travis County.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Aye.
Gary Weisman, ACC.
Aye.
Steve Paul, State of Texas, DIR.
Aye.
Robert Sadler, LCRA.
Aye.
Leslie Conley, City of Austin.
Aye.
Okay, sounds like we have an approval there, Frank.
Correct.
Moving on to agenda item number 5, board chairperson update. 5A, seeking to award the AASD Gatton Legal Services contract.
Bear with me here just a moment, please. All right, Kate. Just some notes on this one for everyone. This RFQ was issued on January 24th and closed on March 21st. There were two responses that were received, being from Bickerstaff and from Wash Galagos, and the evaluation committee consisted of 3 board members. The evaluation subcommittee recommends awarding the RFQ to Bickerstaff Heath Delgado Acosta. Bickerstaff's proposal includes a first-year increase of $10 per hour over the current rate of $5 per hour increase for each annual renewal. So it just a synopsis, the subcommittee assigned recommended bigger staff Heath Delgado Acosta.
Okay, this is Jaime. I'd like to motion that we award the Gatton Legal RFP to Bickerstaff Delgado Acosta. I'm sorry if there's another name in there. It just slipped my mind.
This is Dane. Gary.
Second.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Gary. Okay, there's been a motion and a second to approve agenda item number 5A to award the AASC RFP 23RFP040 Legal Services for a term of July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024 with four possible one-year renewals to Bickerstaff Heath Delgado Acosta. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, Frank, can you lead us to a vote?
Yeah, Dane Herbert, Travis County.
Aye.
I'm Gary UT.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman, ACC.
Aye.
Steve Paul, DIR.
Aye.
Robert Sadler, LCRA.
Aye.
Leslie Connolly, City of Austin.
Aye.
Mike Lostrifer, AISD.
Aye.
Those are, motion is approved.
Okay, Sid, looks like you're stuck with us for another year at least.
I thought it was going to be the other way around. That you're
yeah, that's what I was thinking. We're stuck with him.
Well, you got to keep that to yourself, Gary. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it a lot.
Sid, what are the odds that you're going to see the end of this contract or this term? Or at least that you will
the
be working
term
with
or this contract? I don't know. I'm probably older than anybody in the room. Better looking too.
Strike that from the record.
I had not seen you on camera yet, Sid.
We don't have a second
on camera. Now, Leslie, I don't look as good on camera, I have to confess. The camera makes you look older, and that's not good. The beard, the mustache becomes a beard that hangs down to my knee when I'm on the camera.
I'm sorry, Sid. There was no second for your motion about being the best looking, so that motion does not carry.
It figures.
All right. Good stuff, Sid. Moving on to 5B, Capital Metro License Agreement for the UT project.
Okay, so this is Frank. And with this one, just an update for the board here. The Cap Metro License Agreement. I'm sorry, yes. The Cap Metro License Agreement, which is needed for a UT-specific project, it's had a lot of movement on it. We, Jaime and I were able to meet with the Cap Metro's a executive vice president on April 19th to discuss the agreement that we have in place that needs to be executed. And I don't know if everyone recalls, but I'll remind you, there has been a right-of-way insurance requirement that they put into this latest agreement. It really hung the agreement up for quite some time, and we've had a lot of movement on it. Sid, I don't know if you want to give the update on it, because I think you've had the latest contact with Cap Metro.
Yeah, this is Sid. Long story short, Shannon Gray at Cap Metro, who is head of the right-of-way department, I'm not sure that's what it's called, but that's what it is, and I talked yesterday very briefly. And the gist is that the railroad liability insurance, which one of the lawyers over there inserted into this agreement late in the review process and required that to be carried by Gatton and for the duration of the license itself, has been changed. Our contractor will have to have that insurance, which is normal, for the duration of their actual work on installation and whatever. We will not have to carry it per se, and it won't have to be live for the entire term of the license. I am going to make red line changes to the last more onerous version of the license agreement and get them over to Shannon probably tomorrow. And they will go back to somebody at legal for sign off to make sure that I haven't pulled a fast one. So I'm expecting some movement fairly quickly, although our experience with their legal review is that they're backed up. So I don't have a read on how quickly that will occur, but it looks like that issue, which was the one stymieing getting this thing executed, has been satisfactorily resolved. And I'll update everybody once we've gotten some kind of an approval back from Cap Metro, presumably through Shannon Gray.
Yeah, I want to clap, but I won't clap till there's ink on the paper.
Yeah, ask them to hurry before your $10 increase goes into effect.
Boy.
I've got to fund my retirement somehow, Gary.
Oh, gosh. Any questions around that one? Okay,
so for items 5C and 5D, I had those penciled in for executive session. Frank, what are your thoughts there?
Sid, I don't know what you have to give on 5D, but from what I've seen recently, I don't know how recently you've spoken to Gunner, but I know we've been receiving emails and responded accordingly to him for 5D. So do you have to go into executive session for that one? If not, then I think C could be open unless you have something to speak to from a legal aspect regarding C.
This is Sid. I think the summary on 5D can be done in open session. It's very simple and doesn't have any legally sensitive or privileged information to impart. As far as 5C goes, I guess we should play that by ear, I'm suggesting. If it gets to a point where there are questions or conversation that involve assessment of legal options or legal interpretations and stuff like that, we can adjourn to closed session. But if it's just a summary of where we are on considering the situation, then I think that can be an open.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to move forward in open session. Let's go to 5C, Notice of Austin Convention Center Expansion Impact Again and Backup Knock.
Yeah, so this was spoken to in the most recent tech meeting. And since we haven't had a board meeting since, this is notification to serve to the board that on April 10th, I received, along with the interim CIO for the city of Austin, a formal notice from the Austin Convention Center that there's going to be a convention center expansion, which will call for the demolition of the existing convention center. And in effect, what that will do is will cause the Gatton Knock to have to be relocated. As a result, Carlos and I have met with Austin Convention Center personnel, discussed the meeting a couple of days after receiving the memo. We received two alternate locations as an offering from the convention center. We've done a walkout of one of them, with it being the most likely best fit for us. And we discussed the second location. It doesn't look like that would work for us very well at all, and it's more apt to be sold in the future. So that's something we want to kind of shy away from. We also met Dane, Jaime, and myself on April 24th, met with the ACC Director of Contract Land Management and the interim ACC Assistant Director. And it's still not clear if they will fund any part of the Gatton relocation. It sounds from the discussions I've had with them where they're able to, that they will, where it shows evidence that it benefits the city of Austin to do so. And there may be some at least discussions or arguments in play there that it would behoove them to do so. And it does benefit the city of Austin because naturally that site is on the network. It's one of the 179 sites on the Gatton network for the city of Austin. So we have received this notification. They are wanting us to have this all wrapped up, and they are planning the demolition in the spring of 2025. I think that's highly optimistic at this point, because there hasn't been a design for the new convention center, and they're going out for RFQ for that and hoping to have it that itself back in their hands by the end of this calendar year. So for them to be able to start the demolition in 2025 in the spring thereof sounds optimistic to me, but nevertheless, we have to take it, you know, as is, on its stamp value, on its face value, and proceed accordingly. And that is the notification for this. And I'll field any questions that any of the members may have.
So, Frank, I know one of the questions we had was, is this move to the other sites a permanent move, or will they be a common, you know, be finding us room in the new convention center?
Yeah, so that's a good question, Gary. It came up to them during our discussions with them, and they believe that this Fifth Street Park Garage is a permanent move from their standpoint, if it's doable. And a couple of reasons why is because they depend on that Fifth Street parking garage. They depend on it greatly because of the people who park in there and the businesses around it. The Sixth Street parking garage was the other location, and like I said, it could be up for sale soon. Where this one, they felt like they feel currently, you know, that it was built 2005. It's newer. And it's not going to go anywhere. They don't have any plans to expand or demolish it or anything like that. But, you know, I just take everything on face value right now from discussions with them, because obviously what just took place, I mean, when we built the convention center knock, there was no concern expressed in any way, shape, form that it was going to be demolished or to have to be relocated. So I think in negotiating forward, if we were to do so, we would definitely want to include, you know, maybe stricter terms in regards to if we went with the Fifth Street parking garage.
So, Frank, I know that we're still gathering costs or estimated costs. Have we made progress there?
We have. It's just a bit of a lengthy process. But yeah, we're hoping to have it have them wrapped up by the end of this month, completely wrapped up. And you know, so we've got this Fifth Street Parking Garage, but we're network management team. I'll just go ahead and tell you, I don't want to get into detail of the locations because in open session, but the network management team is looking into other sites as well. So, you know, we're looking at Fifth Street Parking Garage, but, you know, I think it's going to behoove Gatton to look at what's best for Gatton. So we've got three other locations currently that we're looking at as well for a total. It'll be a total of four that we're going to be presenting to Gatton with the costs and pros and cons.
Never mind. No reason to get into details. Does anybody on the board have any questions? Did this catch anybody by surprise? Okay. Yeah. It's very unfortunate news. However, it looks like we have a good possibility of a fallback site, and if that comes to fruition, then we're going to be in good shape, most likely. So, anything else on this agenda item? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jaime.
Do we need to put together a subcommittee so that network management can be engaging board members to help us arrive at solutions sooner than later?
I think that makes a lot of sense, Frank.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's either that or I'll be, you know, as I typically do, you know, having and Dan, you know, I'll reach out to you guys quite a bit on items, you know, that of importance that need your attention just as chairman, you know, that's what you're charged with. But I think subcommittee is an excellent idea. If we can get one formed, the sooner the better.
Well, I'll volunteer.
Thank you, Ami.
I'll assist if you need me.
All right. I've got Steve and Ami down. We just need one more participant, please. Preferably someone that's, you know, experienced with such contracts such as this and what it takes to build a NOC.
Frank, you can put me up. Oh, go ahead, Leslie. Go for it.
I would say I'd volunteer y'all, but there is a possibility that there is going to be a new corporate manager in the role that I'm acting in. And so I don't want to commit that person for the city of Austin. And I hope you understand, you know, my predicament there.
Understood.
Then you can.
There's also the potential. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Dane.
I was just going to say, Leslie, there's also the potential if this gets a little bit ugly between Gatton and the city, you know, and it has to go to council, that the city board member would feel uncomfortable in that situation, I think.
Yeah. I want to.
Frank, this is Bo.
Yeah.
I'll volunteer.
Okay, Bo. Thank you. Okay, we've got one formed. Excellent idea, and thank you very much.
I was wanting to mention a couple other items. Looking at my notes from the meeting we had, I think they said they had an RFP going out for the design build firm, and I think they mentioned it was going to be a quote design build project, which means that certain phases of the project can happen concurrently. So that means they could be doing the demo of the convention center while the replacement is still under design. So I want to keep that in mind, keep that in the board's mind, that this could move according to the schedule they put in that letter, where demo could actually happen in 2025. And then another thing is, do we want Sid to look at the city's hotel and occupancy tax and what are allowable expenses for that?
Yes, I made a good call. That is something that came up in our conversation, and there was some question as to whether or not Gatton's relocation expenses could be pulled from that fund. So, yeah, Sid, I imagine you don't have that information in front of you, but if that's something that you could brief the board on when you have an opportunity, that'd be helpful.
I will take a look at that.
That's all I have right now.
Which is what we understand to be the source of the funding for this entire project, is that fund. So,
correct.
Okay, and I want to reiterate what Jaime said. I believe that the faster that we move on this, we all know, well, those of us that were involved in the construction project for the existing convention center site and how long that took. If we want the timeline to be in on our terms, I think that it behooves us to move quickly this time. Okay, any further discussion on 5C?
The only other thing I'd want to throw out there, do we need to consider a moratorium on upcoming Gatton projects until we know what the potential cost of this maybe.
Frank, what large scale projects do we have coming down the pipe? I didn't see any proposed other than, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got the normal, we've got the, you know, Super Ring South taking place. We've got the wrap up of the A2N projects that's carried forward from the previous year. You know, and I don't expect those to be that impactful. Those will be coming out of you know, current budgets and what's scheduled slated for FY24. We do have in our reserve fund funding that's available. I think maybe we move that conversation because hopefully by the next board meeting, we're going to have the options available to you with costs, you know, with rough order of magnitude costs associated with those options. So I think we move this question to the next board meeting.
Sounds good. But I do want people to be thinking about that.
That's a good, it's a great point. I've taken note to, I've got that as an action item. We're bringing this topic of discussion for the next board meeting. And hopefully we have everything we need as far as what it takes to utilize other facilities versus the Fifth Street parking garage.
Hi, mate. Do you want to add this to the tech agenda and take a look at prints and possible fiber pathways to the site that we're looking at right now?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let's have a standing item on our tech meeting agenda so we can go into executive session to look at prints as the subcommittees further develop plans.
So I just want to say what I plan on doing, what the network management team plans on doing is having this topic as a standing item for the convention center. Backup knock is a standing item for both Gatton board and Gatton Tech meetings until we're completed with or have a resolution for it.
Sounds like a good way forward.
Okay, last call, questions, comments on 5C. Okay, good conversation. Thanks. Let's move on to 5D, property damage claim against the J.D. Abrams Lone Star Paving.
This is Sid again. Very brief report. The current phase that the lawsuit is in is discovery, which comes in a couple forms. They have requested from us and we from them numerous documents that they need to produce and that we need to produce. And I think also there have been a set of interrogatories, which are questions that require written answers sworn under oath. And we've traded those. So we have some that they owe us answers to and vice versa. And Gunner and his associate attorney, Sarah Lebeshowski, one of our litigators, are working with Frank and Carlos and Sarah to both get answers and get documents to produce to them in response to their requests and to assist us with understanding when we get them, what we get back from the various defendants. So this will go on for a little while. There'll probably be a couple of rounds of the stuff and then we'll take some depositions, but that's where we are now. Early stages of discovery.
Okay, any questions for legal on 5D? All right, hearing none, kicking it over to network management for item 6A and B.
Yeah, so this is Frank, and I'll go over the project status report. Since the last board meeting, I only have two items to update you on. Of course, we're active with Super Ring South and A1N, and everything is going smoothly right now as far as those all those projects are concerned. But for today's purposes and today's meeting, I have two projects to update you on, and one is the D1N damage at Sarah Drive, which was completed. It was repaired due to gunshot fire. And then I have C1N permit repair at Highway 290 and Johnny Moore's. This is the permit repair due to our facilities being damaged, and both these projects have been completed. And that is the only two items for this board meeting that I have to update on. Are there any questions? Okay, here none. I'm going to move on to the job budget report. So currently we're tracking, management's tracking 48 jobs totaling $3.4 million. Of those, 13 jobs have been completed and $426K has been invoiced for FY23. The fund balance bottom line is $976K. you have any questions regarding the budget report? Okay.
All right, moving right along.
Go ahead, Dane, sorry.
Oh, no worries. So item number 7, executive session, 7 and 8, we did not use that today. Item number 9, discussion and possible action regarding the financial report and current fiscal year budget issues.
Yeah, so this is Frank again, and this report is for the month ending March 31st. As of then, Gatton had taken in $1.87 million in revenue and expended $1.26 million. This left an ending fund balance of $2.3 million plus the $2.1 million emergency reserve for a total of $4.4 million. And I just asked, Sarah's working very hard on this item in particular for AISD, and I asked that if you have any questions, you just please email her in regards to into their budget report itself.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, item number 10 is meeting and action item summary.
Okay, for this one, I just have the moratorium discussion that will be going forward for the Gatton NOC. And to, I just took it down as an action item. I forgot to say it earlier, but just to make sure that we have a standing item for the Gatton NOC in both, in going forward for the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meetings and the Gatton Board meetings. That's the two items I have.
This is Sid. Let me add, I have on my list to look at the statutes relevant and the rules relevant to the hotel occupation tax proceeds scope of use.
And Sid, this is Frank. I just want to, when you get into that, if you have any questions or comments or need to know any information in particular from anyone at the city or anyone with the convention center in particular, just feel free to contact me.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just saying, all right. Thank you. Thank you all.
All right. Any last action items that we missed from the board?
Dane, before right. This is Bo. Before we go, could we ask Carlos for a quick update on the damage at Colorado and 10th Street?
Sure thing, guys. This is Carlos. We yesterday, actually it was probably the day before, we were actually hit at 10th and Colorado, which is on the southeast corner of the governor's mansion. A contractor called for locates, and the locates were not done properly, so Gatton was not located. And we are pretty shallow in that area. That the whole run in Colorado is pretty shallow, so they actually damaged the conduit and the cable A2 North. Two entities were affected, one being Travis County. We have been able to roll those two entities over to a different strands. And ongoing, they have exposed the hole, and they're actually repairing the conduit as we speak. This is a section of cable that we are scheduled to replace. So probably no further action will be taken on this unless something else were to happen.
Carlos, do we know why? I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir. But do we know why the locate company didn't get out there and get it located correctly?
We do not know that. We have the locates, the actual locates that the company called for. the company, the contractor that called for it, they gave us that information. We are on that list, which is not, we were not physically located on the ground. I already double check on all of our prints. We are all there. So I don't understand why we are not there. We there'll be further investigation on that part of it, of course. And we haven't talked about that, but we might send this charge to the charges of this repairing of the conduit and so forth to our locate company. Yeah. But then again, we haven't spoken about that yet, sir.
Yeah, this happened yesterday, so we're engaging our claim process.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, last call for comment. Okay, time to call this one to a close here. Thank you everybody for your participation. Agenda item number 11 is confirmed date, time, and location for the next board meeting, June 6, 2023 at 1:30 p.m., either here at the LCRA Service Center or via Microsoft Teams. Thank you all very much, and this meeting is adjourned at 2:13 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Y'all take care.
Thanks. Bye.